Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. All right, team, today we're diving deep into some high-yield distinctions for your surgery shelf exam. We're talking about cholelithiasis, cholangitis, and Merezi syndrome. These biliary tract conditions often present with overlapping symptoms, but their pathology and management, totally different.
Definitely. Knowing these differences is critical, not just for the exam, but for patient care. Let's break it down, starting with the OG of bile duct issues, cholelithiasis.
So Mars, what is cholelithiasis in plain terms?
Simply put, Chris, it's a gallstone within the common bile duct, CBD. Most are secondary stones, which means they started in the gallbladder and then migrated. Primary stones that form de novo in the common bile duct, pretty rare.
Half the patients might not even have symptoms, but when they do, what shows up?
Classic symptoms are right upper quadrant or RQAP pain, aka biliary colic, and jaundice from bile flow obstruction. A shelf gem, the jaundice can fluctuate in intensity, which helps you distinguish it from the progressive jaundice of malignancy.
And on labs?
You'll see a cholestatic pattern, elevated alkaline phosphatase and gamma-glutamyl transferase, or GGT, plus a total bilirubin greater than 3 is a strong predictor. Remember, this is a direct bilirubin, which means it is conjugated.
What's our first diagnostic move?
Start with an RQHU ultrasound. Look for a common bile duct greater than 6 millimeters. But ultrasound often misses distal stones. So if it's inconclusive, go for MRCP.
And treatment?
ERCP with stone extraction and sphincterotomy is the MVP. It's both diagnostic and therapeutic. Follow up with cholecystectomy if the gallbladder is still present.
Now let's pivot to something more dangerous. Cholangitis. Mars, what's the deal here?
This is an infection of the biliary tree, almost always due to a common bile duct obstruction. The pathogens? Mostly gram-negatives like E. coli and Klebsiella, plus Enterococcus.
And the classic triads and pentads?
You bet. Charcot's triad, right upper quadrant pain, fever or chills, and jaundice. When it gets severe, you add hypotension and altered mental status for Reynolds pentad. That's your red flag for septic cholangitis.
What's the lab giveaway?
Leukocytosis plus elevated cholestatic markers. And don't forget blood cultures. They're often positive.
How do we treat this?
Urgent ERCP for decompression after starting IV antibiotics and resuscitation. Go with ceftriaxone plus metronidazole or piperacillin tazobactam.
Let's wrap with a rare one, Merezi syndrome. Tell me what you know.
Here, a stone in the cystic duct or Hartman's pouch compresses the common hepatic duct externally, leading to painless jaundice.
That's key. No infection signs like fever, right?
Right. Labs show obstructive jaundice, elevated direct bilirubin. Ultrasound might show intrahepatic ductal dilation, but no CBD stone. Confirm with MRCP or ERCP.
And treatment?
Surgery, cholecystectomy, and be cautious to avoid a bile duct injury. Now, let's hit our listeners with the must-know pearls.
You got it. 1. ERCP is both diagnostic and therapeutic for common bile duct stones and cholangitis. 2. Right upper quadrant ultrasound is your first step, but remember, it often misses distal common bile duct stones. 3. MRCP is for diagnosis only. It is not a treatment. ERCP is for both diagnosis and treatment, but it is invasive. 4. Merezi syndrome equals external squeeze on the hepatic duct. Surgery is the fix. 5. If an ERCP cannot remove a common bile duct stone, then the patient will need a surgical common bile duct exploration. All right, team, great job. We'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
See you later.